Are you ready?
Yep.
5, 4, 3. Really?
Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 50. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
And today we will be discussing the tech news and whatever else we want to talk about tonight, as per usual. Maybe the strobe light in the room, maybe we'll talk about that, I don't know. Maybe someone will have a seizure on air. You never know what's going to happen. If you're listening live, you know it is shortly after 8. 8 o'clock, what we aim for. But
we should say the podcast is at 8-ish.
It is. I know. Do I ever say 8? I say...
Yeah, no, I think we tell them 8.
I always tell them that we're probably going to be late.
Oh. As long as they know.
Yeah. We aim for 8, but whether or not we hit our goals, it's kind of like the same. It's like, will we stay on topic tonight? You know, you don't know these things.
Yeah.
I'd put my money on no.
But anyway, we'll be discussing anything we feel is relevant. Today is May 3rd. Weird. I was going to say April. But yeah. So if you're listening live, it's Thursday night. Otherwise, as always, you can find our podcast on iTunes or on our website, bleedgeek.com.
Woo!
Bleed Geek. And since we are at 50, that means we are rapidly approaching 52.
Do you remember the Saturday Night Live skit? I think it was Molly Shannon, and I'm 50. Do you remember that one?
I've at least heard that clip, if nothing else.
All right. Fowler, you remember that one?
No.
Really? Oh, man. We should look into that. Molly Shannon. She was a good.
They're kind of hard to find, the old ones.
If by hard to find, you mean that they're all on Netflix?
And he can't use YouTube searching. Because you can't type special characters on that thing, apparently.
Every time I've looked for them on YouTube, I've come up.
It's as if they're illegally on there or something, right?
Yeah.
Or somebody's, like, recording it from a recording, and they're recording that recording with, like, a cell phone from 5 years ago. And
that's
it's
how,
like,
that's how we do this podcast, actually.
Yeah.
Right? No? But anyway, so 52 is what we were talking about, episode 52, which is approaching rapidly.
52.
So 2 weeks and 3 days from today.
That's
we will
Sally O'Malley.
And if you can hear it, Randy is now playing the clip via his computer. That's us. We're 50.
We are 50. Excellent. See,
so,
we're already off topic, and we're 3 minutes in.
2 minutes. Excellent. So anyway, 52 is approaching, and 2 weeks and 3 days from today, we will be not only live via the internet, but live in person if you would like to join us on May 19th Cafe Zia in Roseville.
That's not far away.
No, 2 weeks.
You just said that. That's...
Yeah. Wow, right?
I know.
So, yikes. Who knows what could happen there? I mean, we could just completely blow the whole thing and...
Could end up extremely intoxicated and...
Yeah.
Not make it even to the after party.
Maybe we'll be completely belligerent to every one of our fans. No. but yeah.
If they're true fans, they'll...
They already know what's coming.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, so May 19th, Cafe Zia, 4 p.m. Come hang out, and then we'll hang out all night. The whole night is our oyster. Is that what they say? The world is your oyster, right? People say that? Did I just make that up?
I'm going to say you're making that up.
A long, long time ago, people might have said that.
And the chat room has let us know that we do love drunk Randy. So,
Who doesn't?
So, anyway, yeah, if you want to join us for that, we're still working on the t-shirt situation, but at the very least, we'll have a sign-up to get shirts there if we don't actually have them on hand, which we may also have that. So tell your friends and invite your co-workers.
Bandanas. Yeah.
You can put in a request at our email at fans@bleakgeek.com and we'll see what we can do.
If we end up doing that thing that I sent to you, yeah. I think they do pretty much everything.
They could do pretty much anything.
Sweet. So we'll find out.
For the fatties out there, i.e. me.
You need a hat?
Well, sometimes, you know, the t-shirts just don't come big enough.
All right. Whatever you say. But anyway, is there anything else you want to say before we kick off the... Are you upset about the strobe light still? Is that what's happening right now?
I'm just upset about the...
I feel like you're freaking out.
Yeah. No, you know what? Just start the podcast. I'm just going to...
All right. So, kicking things off.
Let's see.
There was some news. There's specifically some news today, but...
I think that's better.
Now that Randy has fixed the lighting, maybe he'll want to tell you about the news from today. Do you want to tell anybody about the news from today?
Apple rumors. I'm so sick of them.
Really? That's what you're going with?
Just kidding. I figure I'd throw that out right now.
He's just out to get me.
I know. I'm against Steve. Randy, he's been dead for a while.
Seriously?
I'm not going to drop it.
Since my birthday.
It's your birthday. You can cry if you want to. Good one, Randy. Are you freaking out about the light also?
I'm fine.
All right.
Are you going to tell them about the S3?
Samsung. So they've been talking about a little ditty they've been planning for.
Actually, they haven't talked about it at all.
They've had it announced on their site for like 2 months.
Something was coming.
What could it have been? Yeah, except like we said, you know, we told people to check out their commercial because it's like basically... Don't be like, or stand out from the crowd, and it's a whole herd of sheep.
And do you feel that phone that they announced today really stands out?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't look like anything else out there.
Even the form factor, I think it looks like everything.
How?
Because that's big.
It's big. It's got it's HD screen. It's got the chrome, like a solid chrome bezel. But if you just saw
them all turned off,
it's rounded.
Sitting in a line.
Mike, how does that look like anything else out there? It doesn't look like an iPhone.
I'm not saying it looks like an iPhone.
What are you saying it looks like? Everything else?
Yeah.
Have you seen my phone? Does it look like that?
Your phone's like 8 years old. Things have really changed since then. Anyway.
So
tell me about this Samsung S3.
So, yeah. So Samsung, they had this event planned. They announced the Samsung Galaxy S3. Their whole kind of thing behind it was that it's nature's design and I can't think of the word that I was thinking about, but like people in mind, so it's like it fits in your hand really well and all that kind of stuff. It was rumored before it came out that it was going to be a 4.6 inch screen. And it is actually a 4.8 inch screen. They shrunk the bezels on the outside to take down the overall height and width of the phone to be smaller. It's got the Snapdragon. No, not Snapdragon.
It's their own, I thought.
Yeah. Crap, I'm blanking Tegra. On.
Is it a Tegra? It's a quad
I don't,
core.
Yeah, it's a quad core. I can't remember
I think
it's
their own name.
I know it's their own, but they have a name for it, but
it's
I don't remember
Samsung
what it is. But,
processor.
So the the screen is 4.8 inches. They said when it was coming out that it was going to be a HD Super AMOLED, but I heard like The Verge, they took pictures of it up close with their macro lens, and it's not super. They believe that it's just an actual AMOLED, so that's kind of, I don't know, like you can't, yeah, because it's not as crisp as what it could really be,
right?
But still, so it's overall, I mean, to compare it to, like, if you've seen or played with, like, a Samsung Galaxy Nexus, the difference total width and height wise, the S3 is 5.3 inches tall, where the Nexus is 5.33. So it's only a difference of 0.05 inches. Width is 2.78 inches versus 2.67 on the Nexus. Thickness, it is thinner than the Nexus by a bit, and also lighter than the Nexus. But it's still a big phone. And then it has Ice Cream Sandwich was designed to get rid of all hardware buttons on the face of the phone. But Samsung, for whatever reason, decided that they needed a back, a home, and a search button on there, which is kind of disappointing.
Because why did they do it?
Why are you doing that?
What? It's fine.
No, because it might be quieter on there then.
I turned it up.
Did you turn it up? Turn up the radio? All right. That's cool. Just checking. So, the screen is an HD screen. It's 1280 by 720. So, watching movies and stuff on it looks like it's going to be awesome. Has HDMI out, mini HDMI out, so you can stream to your TV.
Nice.
So that's really cool. It's cool, I guess. If you take videos on your phone, it's an easy way just to show people. But not that any phone really now doesn't have multi-touch, but has multi-touch. So they didn't say like how many responses you can do, but what else? It's got A, B, G, and N wireless built in, so it's got some fast wireless data transfers.
When is it coming out?
It in the United States.
Anywhere.
Next month?
The end of May in Europe, I believe. May 30th, I believe, is what I saw.
And they said sometime this summer for the US. They're supposed to be I didn't hear when the announcement party is for the US, but they're having one here as well.
Yeah, they didn't say any carriers that would be on for the US. Although sources I saw, I don't remember if it was on The Verge or in Gadget, they're saying it's gonna be on Sprint.
Nice.
But we'll see what it's actually on. Maybe it'll come out on it, you know, more than just that. Maybe that's just they heard Sprint, but it could be more than.
Yeah, no, there's heavy rumors pointing that it'll be Sprint, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile.
All four?
Yep. No, but wait.
I know that.
No, they're not sure about Verizon because they skipped the S2. So they're not sure if that will hurt them in the end. But I know they had some pretty cool... I mean, it's built off of Ice Cream Sandwich, but they also put in their own...
TouchWiz.
Tweaks, yes. So that's their, like...
Skin.
Skin, yeah. That's their skin for it, so... I didn't listen to much of their own features. I know... I mean, yeah, I saw you. I didn't hear...
Yeah. So there's a few apps that are coming to it. Well, Flipboard, which is currently iOS only, and like a lot of people call it like the definitive iPad app. Like it's just really what makes the one of the apps that makes the iPad so great. And it just recently came to iPhone actually. And that'll be exclusively on the S3 for now. And then it'll roll out later to other certain Android devices after a while, of course. Dropbox has partnered with Samsung, and so Dropbox users will get 50 gigs, upgraded to 50 gigs for free when they're using it on their S3, which is only good for 2 years. I don't know what happens after that, if they just start charging you for it, or if you have more than that, if you just have to pay. But 2 years from now is like forever in the tech world, right? Who cares?
It's true.
They have their thing they're calling Music Hub, which is a scan and match service, like iTunes Match. Except for them, it's like $10 a month to use the service, and it's... $15 a month if you want to add more devices to it, up to 4. Which is funny because for iTunes Match, it's $25 for a year and you can do up to 10 devices.
I wish they would have partnered more with Google with this.
Google Music?
Yeah.
I feel like, well, it just leads back to the whole fragmentation problem. Like, they won't, why don't they all just work together? Like,
well, it's like, exactly.
I mean, I understand, obviously, they're competing with HTC. But, I mean, honestly, Samsung's killing everyone anyway in the Android market now. There was a stat released today that in the mobile market, Samsung and Apple make 99% of the money. Like, HTC and all of them accumulate for 1% of profit from mobile. But neither here nor there. They have a thing called, is it called SharePlay?
Yeah, SharePlay.
Which is...
That's the file, picture...
That's like, you can buy a device, a dongle that attaches to your TV.
Oh, yes.
Yep, and you can watch videos or whatever. It's very similar to AirPlay. And then they have... Is it S-Voice is what they're calling it? Right? Or is it Voice S? It's S-Voice, I believe.
I don't remember.
Which is their...
just looking it up.
Their version of... We'll just call it Siri. So... Even when they showed the icon, really, it was the exact same. Like, the microphone popped up.
Right.
That was not the first... You can't tell me that was not the first thing you thought when you saw it.
No, I did.
I was like, really? You can't even change the icon? That's the thing. Like, that's, I think, the thing that got me the most. Like, I understand all phones are going to start coming out with virtual assistants like that. But I was like, the way it popped up, I was like, really, guys?
Yeah.
It's like, aren't you guys in enough court battles right now? As it
is. But, yeah. Anyways.
I think that was most of the stuff. They worked on their shutter speed. They really wanted to make the camera good. It's got an 8-megapixel camera.
The camera looks legit.
1.6 or 1.9 in the front. One of those two. Yeah. 1.8 maybe.
I want to say
somewhere 1. In that 6. Range.
But
not that it really matters because it's a front facing
When you buy camera. Or you can, they have like little devices you can get along the side. Did you see the S Pebble?
Yeah, it's a like little a MP3 tiny little,
player.
It's like a.
It's a nano.
It's an iPod Shuffle.
Or Shuffle.
Because it's without
Shuffle?
The buttons.
Okay.
Yeah. Or without the screen, I mean.
So it's like, ugh,
but it's the size of what their nanos are.
So, yeah. Whatever.
It's funny. I mean, it's like, did they say, I didn't catch it, but they didn't do anything with the cloud that was semi-rumored?
Nope.
Or maybe, it wouldn't make sense that they did. They partnered with Dropbox.
Right.
But that makes sense.
Yeah, there was, and then there was some, I don't know, like, there was the, with the camera, it had, where it could take, like, 8 pictures or 20 pictures in a row, like,
and it would pick the best one.
And it would pick the best one, and it was funny, because when I was watching the demo.
Did it fail?
It's hard to tell, because it was just taking a picture of a lady, and she was, like, changing her faces, and she's like, oh, well, I disagree with the one that it picked, but.
Why would you say that, even? Why would you?
Right.
Like, you're up there promoting this product, like. Oh, look at this. This did pick the best. Like, why? Like, how hard is that?
Right.
You're not going to sell.
Right.
That's just, it's just funny.
So, but yeah. And then along with the camera, there was one cool thing that I did see with it. And it was the social tagging where it did facial recognition. So except if I took a picture of you two, it would, what?
Except nothing. For
what?
Go for it.
Except
go.
For what?
Go.
Okay. So if I take a picture of you two, it'll, like, if I tagged you in photos before, it'll go, oh, this is a picture of Matt and a picture of Mike. And then straight from there, you can opt to send the picture like directly to you guys. So I thought that was cool. But
well, it's just funny because you're all like against facial recognition.
I am?
Yeah. Like when Facebook, like you opted out of that and out
yeah,
of Google
I don't
Plus.
Want I don't want Facebook doing it.
But Samsung can?
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't have a database.
That you know of.
They don't have a database that has millions of people.
Until the government gets them. Where is Samsung made?
Never mind.
Just throw that out there. Anyway.
F you, Mike.
It is cool that you can send it right to those people. I think that's cool.
We're going to have a fight here later after the show. Stick around. Just kidding. And then the only other thing, like there's apps where you can do bump phones to transfer files, and if you put two S3s together, you can transfer a picture. And I'm like,
got some weird.
Oh, that's so lame.
Well,
hey, Mike, let's put our phones together so you can have this picture.
So first of all,
there's the picture. Wait. Here's one more. There you go.
Why don't you just email them to me?
What exactly?
Or why don't you send them automatically when you tag me in it?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it seems like such a stupid feature. Maybe it's not a picture of you. Maybe it's a picture of Fowler, and we're making fun of him. Here, just wait.
Don't let them know what we're doing.
I know. Transferring the picture to you. What was that skit from SNL?
Making technology hump.
Yeah.
Making technology hump? Is that what it is? Something like that. Moving. So it's weird because they're using a combination of NFC and Wi-Fi. Like, it's some weird hybrid of the two. It's not just one or the other. Wasn't that a feature of the Galaxy Nexus? Didn't they have that with their NFC chip built into it?
Yes.
And there's been an app on iOS, and I'm pretty sure it's on Android too.
That's why you can tell them bump.
It's been around for three years.
That I was thinking about, because it's on Android also.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, I thought it was on both. It's been on iOS, I know for sure, for like 3 years. I'm sure it's been one of the first apps that came to Android, because it was one of the big apps at the beginning of the iPhone. But whatever. So yeah, that's funny though.
I know, right?
Are you freaking out about the light now too?
Yeah.
Okay. Just so for all the people that are maybe not watching live, because I don't know if you can even see it on the live camera, and for the audio listeners, there's one light, I don't know, it's like flickering on and off as the fan rotates, but there's no way we're turning the fan off, so we're just going to deal with it.
Because it's so warm in here.
It's so warm in here.
It's like 1,000 degrees.
Literally. But yeah. The S3, it's another Android phone. I mean, sure, it's probably the best Android phone out there, but it's what it is. What do you want? Anything you want to say about it before we move on? Any last words? Do you have any thoughts, Matt?
I'm intrigued by it because you're going to get an Android phone. I get my upgrade with Sprint, so I'm debating whether or not to go the iPhone route or go Android.
You might as well go iPhone. Stick the knife in me.
You already have an iPad.
I do. I don't. I'm just.
Well, then you might as well wait.
Me against the world. Then you might as well. It's me against the world.
Except for Todd. The market share?
Todd.
Todd has the market share?
Yep.
Congratulations, Todd.
Who has the market share, Mike?
Android.
Yeah, but
they're still at like 51% or something.
My plan is to just go and kind of look at them. And
but if you're going to get an iPhone, then you have to kind of wait till September. Otherwise, it'll be a generation. Moving on. Is there anything else you'd like to say
technology hump
about the S3 before we move on?
I don't know if I will be getting it.
Is that what you're going to get? I thought you were going to get the 1S.
I was looking at the 1S, but I wanted to see what this was going to be all about. But I really want to... I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'd like to see it. I can't wait to see when they announce it. Maybe they're... Oh, Samsung. They're doing pop-up stores all over England, like in the next 3 months throughout the summer.
It's like a tour.
So I'm assuming
they look
once
a lot like
it gets
something
announced,
else I've seen.
Like a Windows store?
Right.
Okay, yeah.
They're copying Windows and Sons of Guns.
Sons of Guns?
Well,
that's a good TV
bitches.
Show. You should check out that show, Sons of Guns.
Yeah. It's good.
It's pretty sweet.
I hear good things.
Anyways, but once they announce the S3 in the United States, I'm assuming it's going to be similar. Like, there will be pop-up stores coming around.
Right.
I hope Minneapolis gets one.
We could go there.
I would go there because I want to see the phone.
You don't think it would, like, come to the carriers? You can go check it out there?
No, because that would
mean
that
But I wouldn't
get
the full experience.
No, well, that would mean that it would be available through the carriers. And
oh, like
all
they're going
know,
around before it launches, you mean?
Right.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
You follow me?
Yeah.
You dig?
Yeah.
And speaking of dig...
Are we skipping to that just by that
That's
intro?
A good segue, huh?
Okay, go for it.
They are the engine developers / coders / code monkeys.
Rumor. I don't know if it's been confirmed or anything.
Oh.
It's rumor.
It's rumor. Rumor mills.
Rumor has it.
Yeah. That the team will be getting purchased by the Washington Post. That's what I was looking for.
At first, it was rumored that Dig itself was going to be bought, but then now it's been changed to that the team is being acquired and no one knows what's going to happen with
Dig
itself.
That's sad.
It's 2.0 is over. Dig is 2.0.
Right.
And we're moving into 3.0.
What's 3.0?
Mobile.
But it's not, I see it, but I don't. Like, I mean, the nice thing about Dig was it was a plethora of information in one space. And I know they said that, like, Reddit, that was, like, the one that always wanted to be, like, Dig. And after Dig did their 4.0 upgrade,
everybody went to Reddit.
Everybody went to Reddit.
Reddit's still pretty popular.
I hate it. It's the world's... It is such a crappy design. I went there. I signed up for an account. I gave it a week. I didn't look at Dig. I just gave Reddit a solid chance, and it's just complete horse crap. I don't like it at all either,
but it works. That's why.
The new guy uses it all the time, and it's just like, if only you knew what was cool. But he's only into Apple stuff, so he doesn't. Not
oh.
So he's all Sick about burn. He's all about sheep following. See, at least you have an open mind.
Yeah.
You got a PC. You don't use it, but. You know, right. I'm still going to call you open-minded.
Yeah. We'll claim it.
As long as Owen gets an Android. Maybe he'll get a Windows phone.
Yeah.
I would say Owen's probably a ways off from getting a phone.
You'd be surprised. He's been playing with my old Sidekick, actually. Because I found it the other day when I was cleaning.
Back crackling, and it's gone again.
But yeah, he's been playing with the Sidekick lately, so... He likes it when it flips open. You know what I'm talking about? Using a keyboard. And so, since we just talked about Dig, it was rumored earlier this week, but actually announced today that the Discovery Channel, has bought now Revision 3.
And if you don't know what Revision 3 is, then...
Google it.
Revision3.com. The number 3.
The number 3.
Maybe they have Revision 3 but...
Actually, I'll just tell you what it is, just in case.
Yeah.
But it's a internet, web, video... they make shows like Dig Nation was a Revision 3 show. They're like the ABC of the internet, or the NBC, whichever one you prefer. They were pioneers. It was founded in 2006, I believe. But yeah, so Revision 3 is... I mean, they're going to keep operating as a separate entity, they said, just as they were. And eventually they're going to start bringing Discovery content into it and vice versa, I believe. Also, Epic Mealtime, Film State, they're all Revision 3 shows. I watch a lot of Revision 3 shows. I know Randy does. Fowler has started, too, since we started making him do what we want. But, yeah.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. But I know Discovery said like they want to use it to get their shows out to a wider audience. So, I mean,
I can kind of see them fitting together, but at the same time kind of not. Like,
Revision 3 has no solid
channel at all.
You know, well, they started out
/ geeky, but it's kind of been broadening slowly, which really.
I mean, I guess they're probably still 90%
What is it? Except for Epic Mealtime.
Mealtime. There's
that DeFranco show, Philip DeFranco. It's kind of a weird show. You ever watch that? British guy. I'm British. That's what he says all the time. What are you looking at?
It's just weird. It can see right into their house. Apartment.
Yep, that's because your window's open.
Anywho.
So yeah, Revision 3. So there's news about the Nook on Monday. Do you know anything about that?
No.
The Nook is
I heard that Bill Gates might like it.
Yeah. The Nook is getting spun off by Barnes & Noble, and Microsoft is putting, I believe, $160 million into it, investing.
That's it?
It's funny because Barnes & Noble and Microsoft were in court battles. Microsoft was suing Barnes & Noble, and now they're dropping the case and partnering.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Right.
Exactly. And they're $300 million that they're investing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the number for sure. I don't have it written down. So that
and
could
taking
be
a 1/6 or so share in the new company.
That's insane.
Yeah. And then right now it's called Nuco, you know, like new company. But I don't know what they're going to call it. But I would assume that Barnes & Noble will be able to retain selling them in their store. I would assume that won't change at all. But you never know. Stranger things have happened. I, if they take them out of the stores, I think Barnes & Noble follows Borders and they're done too, because I don't know. I think it's hard to keep afloat. And really, being a separate company might make it hard anyway, I think, because I think a lot of their sales come from the Nook. But I do not know. But it's just funny. And supposedly they think the future is an NFC with it. So I don't really know what that means. It's just what the CEO said. Just an odd little soundbite for you. And in other e-reader news, apparently the Kindle is leaving Target.
Yeah, I just heard that.
They are claiming as a conflict of interest. I believe they've already disappeared from their site online.
From the internet?
But they still have physical copies until they sell out. I looked today.
I heard they were going to be restocking through the 13th is what I had read earlier today.
Yeah, I know there was a specific date, but no one really knows why yet. I looked today. I thought maybe they'd be selling them cheaper to try to get rid of them, but they weren't. Is the light really bothering you right now?
Yeah, and it's like when I stare at it, it doesn't blink. See? Are you kidding me?
So okay. there's
anyways,
a ghost.
I'm done with it.
That's what it is.
I'm done with it.
A ghost in the machine. So that's the e-reader news.
The thing I had read about it was they were speculating whether or not it had anything to do with the deal with Microsoft. If maybe with this extra money influx, if Barnes & Noble is able to ink some sort of exclusive deal with Target.
Well, I also heard speculation of the fact that supposedly they're going to do Apple pop-up stores inside of Targets. Like if that had something to do with it, or, you know, it's hard to say. Or if the possibility of Target actually branding their own e-reader, but I see that as far from this
stupid.
But
it's like
who knows what'll happen.
I wish there was, and maybe there is, and I just don't know about it. Is there like one place where you can buy, no matter what e-reader you have, you can buy books from? Like I feel like that's what's lacking right now, because if you go to Apple, they have it for the iPad. If you have a Sony e-reader, you can only get them from them.
No, it's pretty open, actually, except for the Kindle. Okay. And maybe Apple's now locked theirs down as well. But the Kindle specifically made their own format. It's like .knd. But everything else is an EPUB, and most things will accept that. And Mobi is the other one, and Mobi works on both Kindle and
okay. Nook. So you can... Okay.
But there's a cool program called Calibre, I believe is what it's called. It's free. It's open source. It's free. And it converts the format. So if you have one format but you need another, you can transfer it. Or convert it, not transfer it. So it's a free program. That's what I use. So then you can find most things in the format you need. But there's not a specific store. I mean, some authors that sell them books themselves sell all the different formats. It's like pick what you have and then download the right version. But then you have to go find that specific person. It's not like you can't go buy on Amazon a Nook version of your, because obviously they only sell it. But they had the market for so long that why wouldn't they?
Right.
And everybody else kind of started to revolt against them. And yet Apple's the one getting sued for... neither here nor there.
Anyways. Yeah. So, yeah. I suppose we should speed this along, huh?
Right.
Supposedly,
Xbox is going to be sold for $100 with a Kindle. Or not a Kindle.
With
a Kinect.
Yes.
All bundled in one, which right now, I believe the Kinect itself is like $150,
yeah.
And obviously the system is at least $200, I think, for the bare model without a hard drive. But I think this is like one of the...
No, it's
cheaper. $150?
Yeah.
But still, you're looking at $300. But with the way they're doing it is they're going essentially the cell phone route and subsidizing it and making you pay a subscription by possibly having a $15 monthly subscription along with it. And I wonder, though, if that includes then Xbox Live. Because it still kind of becomes a good deal then. I would assume it would. But it's still...
I know you can find it.
That's not official yet. That's just...
it was rumor mills.
Sources. People familiar with the matter.
Rumor mills. Spotify
finally came out on the iPad. They supposedly have been working on that app for a while. And yes, we talk about iOS apps a lot, but I think Spotify is really trying to revamp their whole mobile outing. And so I think that's just their first leg into it. And I haven't played with it. I did download it, but I haven't played with it yet. But I've read good things that they people seem to like.
How about you send them an email and say, hey guys, HTML5 is where it's at. You can run everything through here.
Why don't you send them an email?
Because I don't care.
I don't care either, because they make apps for iOS, and that's what I have.
I know, but if they had HTML5, then you could...
Oh, just in general, you saying because you're pissed about the whole web browser thing. The whole I agree that they should just have a web
the
client.
The whole application itself is just retarded.
Have a desktop client, yeah. Too. That's the part that really gets you.
Yes.
And me, actually, as well. I don't like it.
It's like, I don't want to... Anyways, neither here nor there.
Although it does run better than iTunes. We already talked about Dig. Oh, Instagram, I skipped over. You have something you want to say about Instagram?
Yeah. They just announced on Monday or Tuesday, that they have now hit 50 million users between iOS and Android.
It's pretty crazy.
Which has jumped up 10 million in a week and a half.
Yeah, they were at 27, I think, right before they launched on Android. So they've almost doubled. That's pretty crazy.
That's insane. They said they're averaging 5 million a week.
I should step back a second. We didn't say the price of supposedly Washington Discovery bought Revision 3 for between 30 and 40 million, which then you look at Facebook bought Instagram for $1 billion. Seems totally ridiculous. Like, that's a 6-person team compared to the amount of people and work that is Revision 3.
Right.
Like, that's what really blew my mind. I sent you that earlier. We didn't really talk about it that much, but I was just like, that seems so low to me.
And when I read the number, I thought, really? That's.
But granted, they're quadrupling their money because they don't have a ton invested in it.
But how much is Revision 3 investing? Are they just a host at this point for these people? Like, I feel like they're just hosting content at this point.
And then they're making money. Yeah. Right.
You know, so it's like...
Well, they help them out then, I believe. I mean, they start paying the people.
Right. I would assume. So it's like, I mean, it sort of makes sense that they're... I guess, what's Instagram doing? Never mind.
Right.
I got no argument.
That's why it's crazy. Like, $1 billion... Like, there's such a small... I mean, they're huge. Obviously, 50 billion... Or 50 million.
But also,
users.
I guess, at the same time, Revision 3 still doesn't... It's not something like my parents aren't going to use that.
That's what I was just going to say. Like, I think it's, again, we're an edge case that obviously we watch it. Like, yeah. I watch at least one Revision show,
I can't even say it.
Right. But, again, we're edge users. Supposedly, Facebook Messenger is getting video on the Messenger app on the iPhone. And I know it's on Android too, right? You don't have it though, do you?
What's that?
The Facebook Messenger app.
Yeah, no, they keep on telling me to get it, and I'm like,
who keeps on telling you?
Facebook.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, if I go to check my messages, it's like, oh, install the new Messenger app, and I'm like, I don't care.
That's funny. And then supposedly iPad client, which currently, I mean, I have just the iOS one on mine, so. Amazon is joining the Cloud Drive desktop gang. They released a client earlier this week. So basically you have a folder like you do for Dropbox and Google Drive. Although it doesn't sync as well from what I read. You still have to tell it to sync, but you can just throw things in it then. But it's funny that they've had their cloud forever and you always had to use the... They actually do use HTML5. You had to use the browser. But now they made a client. And Bing got an overhaul. Did you see it at all? Have you looked at it, Randy?
I have not.
It's they've decluttered it a bit. It's a little nicer to use. A lot of people compare it to Google. They say they're kind of switching places because Google's starting to put more things on theirs slowly but surely.
Freaking Bing. They seriously copied Google.
Why wouldn't they?
They have the bar across the top for all of their different stuff, a general search bar, sign into your Bing account, your Windows account up on top. My mom uses Bing. She likes the pictures.
It makes sense.
I never touch Bing.
There's way... If you do image searching, Bing is the place to go.
That's what he tells me.
Seriously.
That's what he tells the fans.
That's I'll say it and say it again.
I'll say it again. Is there any other tech news you want to talk about before we get into Fowler time? That's what we're specifically calling it now, follower nice. Time.
Oh.
Oh.
One more little, one but more little, wait. One more little ditty.
One more thing.
One more thing. One little ditty for all of you. That was
another nice, Apple poll they did today, by the way.
What's that?
Samsung. But wait, there's one more thing.
Oh, and did you see,
they did the, because obviously Steve is, like, that was like his trademark. Before, you know, there's always one more thing at the end of every Apple announcement. What did Samsung do today? Oh, wait, one more thing.
And it was like a minute of the orchestra. They had a live orchestra playing. And it's
London,
like
London Metro Symphony or something.
See, so you weren't listening to it, obviously. Right. But it's like, I'm like, ooh, what is it going to be? What are they hyping it up? Yeah, I just assumed you were listening. But there was, I have actually.
And the one more thing turned out to be the pop-up stores, by the way.
This is the one thing I was looking
at. But they like went on for about a minute or two before they finally.
It was like one little awkward thing that they had during the Samsung Live event. This isn't what I wanted to say, but the quote was, talking to them, or they were talking about the camera, like
they're
taking pictures.
To the camera.
And it's like, don't worry, take it. Don't worry, take it. Don't worry, just take it. And it's like,
yeah,
this is kind of creepy. But my final little piece of tech computer semi-cool news is Modern War or Call of Duty Black Ops 2. The trailer was released yesterday. They have a really good write-up on The Verge about it. It's taking place in 2025, so it's a futuristic type battlefield. And I don't know. The storyline sounds cool. I don't think I'll buy it to play multiplayer, though. So, yeah. That's all I got. Let's kick it into movies.
Sweet.
It's the first of the month. That's why we got Fowler here.
It's the first Thursday of the month.
It's the first of the month. Third of the month. First Wednesday of the month. Thursday of the month. I don't even know what day it is.
He doesn't even know what day it is. But yes. So, Matt is here to discuss his movie news, and we still don't have an intro for him, at least not a good one.
Well, if we're going to go Fowler time. Fowler time.
Makes sense.
There we go.
I thought, weren't you going to have like a little song?
He was going to do a song every time. That's what he said before, but he was a dirty liar.
I just did Fowler time.
Oh, he did. It's true.
But only because I told him to do it.
So we're now 2 for 2.
Yep. Good job.
Whoop, whoop.
Anyways, movies.
Movies.
What do we know about them?
Well, it is the start of summer movie season.
Is that like something better than normal?
It's more. It depends on what type of movies you're in. Summer movie season is the big blockbusters.
Supposedly. Yeah.
What do you mean, supposedly?
I mean,
this is when the studios bust out their big popcorn movies that they think are going to rake in money. And I mean, you get a few kind of counter programming to meet different markets, but pretty much from here through the end of July into August, every weekend there's typically a big movie coming out. And it's expected they'll win their weekend. So, of course, May is starting off with The Avengers.
Which comes out?
In about.
Comes out tomorrow. May 4th.
Or
in about 3 hours.
3 hours from now.
That's May 4th.
As we sit down to.
That's true.
To watch as Mike talked me into going to a midnight screening, which I know I will regret tomorrow
morning.
Is
it technically a screening if it's open to the public?
Showing, yes.
I heard there was screenings done around here, though, yesterday and the day before.
I was kind of hoping to hear about like a Wednesday one.
I heard someone deleted it on accident.
In New York.
Somewhere.
Yeah, and people were pissed.
But they just re-downloaded it and were fine.
Right.
That's funny, though.
So now movies are not on film, if you didn't know.
Right.
And somebody accidentally deleted it.
That's funny.
I thought it was funny.
But I am extremely excited to go see this. I think I've mentioned
before. How excited are you?
And yet he blames me for talking him into going.
Well, I was going to go this weekend. I could have waited till Saturday.
Or, you know, the 12 hours into Friday. 16 hours, 18 hours.
Again, I work with small children, so they will...
You just call us small children?
Yes, you guys are small children. No, my job involves me teaching young children who will most likely be high energy as they always are and with a lack of sleep.
It'll be a fun Friday.
You just knock heads together.
I think it'll be more me putting my head in the closet door and I'll slam it till I fall asleep. And then they'll let me go home.
Excellent.
But anyway.
But the Avengers. The early reviews I've been reading have been pretty good. Apparently,
I've heard a lot of good things.
The New York Times reviewer gave it a bad review. I think it's like A.O. Scott or A.O. Smith. And
where is he from?
The New York Times.
That makes sense. New Yorkers.
Samuel Jackson called him to task over Twitter and wanted him to get fired.
Really? That's funny.
But I mean, Marvel has done a good job with their properties recently.
It's true. They've tied them all together very well.
Which is the way comics are.
Well, I think they planned that out finally. They finally realized that they had them so scattered with the X-Men and Spider-Man.
Well, it's because
Spider-Man?
Marvel was not doing well financially, so they just hoard out their catalog to, you know, you want to make our movies? Fine. And they didn't have as much creative control over them.
Fantastic Four.
I mean, and so your results Daredevil. Elektra. If you've not seen the director's cut of Daredevil is much better than the theatrical version.
Really?
Yes. Entire plot points were just removed from the movie. Like the whole fact that he's a lawyer by day. You actually get some of that.
Right, I just knew that. What about the fact that Kingpin was black?
Well, it's like Samuel Jackson playing Nick Fury. Yeah. If you're originally a white
guy. Or racist? Like, is that what you're going to ask if I was racist?
No, I was going to say, or it'd be like Dennis playing Murtaugh in It's Always Sunny.
Right.
And it's just like rocking that. Blackface.
Blackface.
Yeah, a little different from that. But again, you read a comic book month after month, there's just different characters coming in and out. So Marvel finally kind of got everything in one house. So now
they could start teasing it.
You know, so at the end of the Avengers, at the end of Iron Man, you suddenly had Samuel Jackson there as Nick Fury to be, the Avengers Initiative, and all the geeks just were like, what?
Right.
Then a couple weeks later, you got Incredible Hulk coming out, and suddenly at the end, Robert Downey Jr. appears as Tony Stark. And so they've just been kind of planting these seeds that this was coming, and now it kind of hits.
Right.
You know, it's fruition, so.
I mean, this has been years in the making, obviously, since they finally got their crap together and whatever, but I think it looks good, and we'll find out shortly, I guess, really, but...
I think it looks awesome, honestly. I don't know. I'm not a movie critic by any means. I take a movie at face value, so it's, like, rare for me to say I saw a bad movie.
Have you ever
been
to a theater?
It's been a long time, honestly.
Like, 6 years long time?
It had been...
I've never heard you say to me, hey, I'm going to see a movie in the theater.
Dark Knight would have probably been the last one I saw.
Oh, I went to a movie with you, actually. That was a dirty lie. I saw a Simpsons movie with you in Chicago.
It's true. That was a long time ago, though.
I'm still a few years, yeah.
Yeah, Dark Knight IMAX would have been the last one I saw in theater.
When did Dark Knight come out? Like 2005? No.
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 2008? 7 or 8? 9? I don't know. Yeah. So it's been a couple years. It's been a while. Anyway. We digress. Yes.
So the Avengers, then the following weekend, you have the new Tim Burton movie, Dark Shadows, based on the 1970s vampire.
Since it's Tim Burton, that means obviously there's a certain actor in it, right?
Actor and actress.
Oh, is she in it too?
You have Johnny Depp and, of course, Helena Bonham Carter.
Shocker.
It's just pretty much a
it looks,
given.
I don't know. It looks kind of funny, but kind of like it borderline could be really dumb.
Yeah. The vibe I've been getting from the trailers is I almost get like a Addams Family type vibe from it.
Right.
Which, if that's the case, might not be a terrible thing, as I enjoyed the two Addams Family movies. But that's definitely one where I'm a little more on the fence, wait and see. You know, I'm not dying to see it, but
right.
I typically enjoy Tim Burton movies. Some of the things he's done with Johnny Depp have been fantastic.
Like Edward Scissorhands.
Even more so than that, Ed Wood. If you've never seen Ed Wood, I will lend it to you.
Ed Wood?
Ed Wood.
Is that about the movie theater guy?
The terrible director. That is a fantastic movie. If you've not seen it, you need to. And then the following week, you get Battleship.
Coming out. This one, I think, looks lame.
I think it
looks
absolutely
the action
stupid.
Looks cool. Like the action, like, scenes, but anything else about it is,
I don't,
like,
understand how there could be any, like, I don't understand how it's based off the game.
Did they say it's based off the game?
Yeah. Hasbro's backing it. I think it's Hasbro,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Like, how does that even make sense?
Because that's when I saw the name,
I
was expecting
there being aliens in the game.
No.
Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you'd, I mean, they're planning on turning Candyland into a movie, so I was like, oh, well, this is
a semi-story. There's characters.
This would be interesting.
Well, I mean, if they'd gone, like, full-on just naval warfare, then it would have made a little more sense. But I wonder if it was more of a marketing thing where we don't want to kind of turn off any of our potential markets. You know, so think of, like, world powers that would have fit in this movie. Oh, we could do something with the Chinese. Well, China's a big movie market, so you don't want to piss them off.
So that's
Russia would be another one.
Is that why they go to aliens?
That's my guess as to why they went that way.
Because I really don't remember that in the game, you know?
No.
Like, I was pretty sure it was just me against some other ships.
Plus, on Hasbro's part, though, now you can sell new Battleship games.
To a new
generation?
We'll
have the aliens, yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea, too. I mean, I have a Star Wars version of Battleship, let's be honest, but
it gives them another marketing tool.
And it can still be called Battleship.
Right.
Good one.
Plus, you can throw in action figures and all the other things they do for kids.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing I think the movie has going for it is the director, Peter Berg. My favorite of his would be the movie The Rundown with The Rock.
Awesome movie.
Yes, it is.
With
Sean William Scott and Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken. I like when they go to the showdown and he shoots the gun out of Walken's hand. He's like, whoa! Laughed. Love Christopher Walken.
Best Christopher
Who
Walken
doesn't?
Moment from that is his tooth fairy analogy.
I don't remember what it
After
was.
After he's trying to rally the troops and it's they've taken, it's like when you're a little boy and they the tooth fairy comes and takes a tooth and it gives you money, but now somebody's stolen my tooth. Do you understand the analogy of the tooth fairy? Go out there and find my goddamn tooth. But he also did Friday Night Lights, The Kingdom, the Jamie Foxx action movie, which was also very
intense
good.
Movie.
So with him directing, I have a little bit of hope. But again, the trailers and the commercials right now just have me kind of...
And since when is Rihanna an actress, right? I mean, when did that happen?
Well, Aaliyah did it before she died, and...
That, anyways,
doesn't matter because all she has to say.
Even
is
Ryan
D5.
Conley gave it. Ryan Conley gave it a meh.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's made a decent amount of money overseas already, though.
That's
because even a week ago it was like over 125 million.
It's because like the last movie they saw anyway. Was probably like.
I feel like we're going
Sleepless
bad
in Seattle or
we're
something.
Going in a bad way here. Let's just move on. What else comes out May 18th?
And then there's that kind of as I was mentioning earlier. There's always that. Kind of counter programming. You have the kind of more, I don't know if it's seems like a chick flick aimed at guys with that what to expect when you're expecting.
I think it looks funny.
It doesn't look bad. I'm just
something tells
you can
me
see
that
what
might not be like the book though.
So I haven't read the book. I
You've
can't.
Read the book?
Well, no.
You freaking
I looked through it once or twice.
Well, he does have a child, so it would make some sense that he might have read it.
No.
I got other stuff to read.
Did you read it? Did you read any parenting books?
I skimmed it. I read the chapter titles.
You basically read the book then.
Yeah, right.
At least read the conclusion at the end.
Did they think the
pyramid? In the end, don't punch your kid. Nice.
Chiseled on the pyramid walls. What to expect when you're expecting. No. Anyway.
And then the month finishes off with Men in Black 3. Which is another one that I'm kind of on the fence with, especially since Men in Black 2 absolutely sucked.
What?
Go rewatch Men in Black 2, and then we'll have a conversation about
what?
It.
What?
Men in Black 1, great movie. Men in Black 2,
this
sucked.
Is also coming from the guy who's not looking forward to Anchorman 2, so take my opinion with a grain of salt. I'm excited for Men in Black 3. What I am angry about is 3 hasn't even come out yet, and they're talking about remaking 1 and 2.
Rebooting this.
Rebooting. I think that's lame.
let them be.
Or
let them be.
You don't even have to reboot. You could just stay within that same universe.
They're saying that this ties up all the loose ends, and that's why they're rebooting it.
But again, you could just stay within the
same... The third one ties up the loose ends, and then they're like, let's remake them. Let's reboot.
Why not just make a sequel that doesn't involve the main characters?
What?
Like, you go the Hollywood... The CSI route. You could have Men in Black Los Angeles, and then Men in Black
Las
Miami.
But it's like... Vegas. It in the end... It's Hollywood.
Yes.
And they're looking for more money in their pockets.
If it's a known quantity, you know, if it's something that they know
and
works.
It just bugs me.
It's just kind of how they do it. And then you also have the new Wes Anderson movie, Moonrise Kingdom, coming out that weekend.
What's that about?
Yeah, what's that about?
Todd heard about it. He mentioned it in chat.
I saw that.
You have, I was watching the trailer earlier today. It was like these two kids go run off. One was at, like, Boy Scout camp, and somehow Bruce Willis is looking for them, and Edward Norton's in it, and, of course, being a Wes Anderson movie.
Well, Edward Norton's in it, I'll see it, right?
I like Edward Norton.
It's got
a good actor. Bruce Willis is all right, too. Mm. He's kind of has a hard time picking good movies lately, though, I feel like.
Hey, this summer he's got Expendables 2.
Looper.
And G.I. Joe 2.
Looper
looks
Looper
awesome.
Does look
that
very
comes
good.
Out in September, I think, though.
Yeah.
That's fall. Yeah, it's not for a while.
And then, of course, but it being a Wes Anderson movie, his Johnny Depp type actor is Bill Murray. So Bill Murray will be in it as well. If you like Wes Anderson movies, chances are you'll
like
it.
Is he do like the Royal Tenenbaums?
Royal Tenenbaums,
and
the
Life
Aquatic with
okay.
Steve Zazu or whatever it was.
And
Rushmore.
Rushmore, there's another one I'm thinking of. Is that one with the Jewish guy?
Schwartzman?
Yeah.
He's in basically all of them, too.
No, he's in there's a different one.
The Rock.
Yeah, go move on.
But, yeah, those are the big releases for the month. The one that I'm going to see, because I'm saying it tonight, that you know I could say for sure I'm excited for would be The Avengers.
Is that your most excited, most anticipated movie of 2012?
Yeah, I think in some ways.
Really?
As a Marvel geek, yes.
Really?
I think Batman will probably be a better made movie.
That's by far. I way look forward to.
How awesome does Bane look?
P.S. If you haven't, they just released a new trailer for The Dark Knight Rises. You can go find that at bleakgeek.com/movies.
Yes, you can.
You can.
So go check that out. Just throwing that out there.
I don't think it'll have the fun level that the Avengers
will. Oh, right.
Will
Avengers
have.
Is going to be all action. And,
yeah.
But
I think.
Was it Todd? What did you say earlier? It's a movie, not a film. He was talking about something else, but like, it's a movie. Like the Avengers will be a movie, but
yeah,
I am super excited for.
So, what's your most anticipated movie of 2012?
Of 2012 as a whole?
As a whole?
How about
I mean, we don't even know.
Summer.
Fine, of the summer. Jesus
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Mine is between. See, neither one of those are on my top list. I mean,
really? Looper. I mean, but that's
it's a tough call for me between Looper and Expendables 2. Because, like, what I love about Expendables...
Speaking of Bruce Willis.
What I love about... I mean, the lineup in Expendables, the first one, is fantastic. But now that Chuck Norris and Jean-Claude Van Damme is going to be in it, are you freaking kidding me?
And supposedly Bruce Willis and Schwarzenegger will have...
Both of them are coming back
bigger
for camp.
Roles.
Are they?
I think it's...
Awesome. I hope so.
I hope, yeah.
But it's like, what I love about the first one is...
What's the storyline to that movie?
In the first one?
Yeah.
Do you want to borrow it?
No.
What, you don't want to watch it?
No.
Oh.
You're missing out.
You are. That is a great movie.
Like, what I love about it is...
We'll all watch it, but I'm not going to go home. Like,
Stallone doesn't have much lines, and that's the best kind of movie he can be a part of.
When he doesn't talk.
Right. And it's like solid action.
Have you watched First Blood recently?
I love First Blood.
The speech at the end.
That's the first Rambo movie that I got. I won it.
Whenever people
won it at a LAN party. Little ditty for you there.
In the shack?
Yeah, at the Battle Shack in North Branch. Yep, took first place in a Unreal tournament.
Whenever people complain about Stallone's acting and things like that, I just aim them towards First Blood.
Driven.
Rocky Balboa. Yep.
Driven.
I have to admit, I've never seen that one.
Yeah, me either. I just threw it out there because it's funny.
But But actually, back to summer movies, even another one that I might even be looking forward to more than The Dark Knight Rises is Prometheus.
Brave.
I'll see Brave.
I was just kidding about that.
But
so it's a cartoon.
I think it? Prometheus looks fantastic.
I think I'm I want to.
I wasn't a huge Aliens fan, personally.
Well, I've never even seen Aliens. What? Get out of here. Right.
See, as in, like, any of them?
I watch a lot of different movies. It's funny. I thought about that earlier, the same thought you're having right now. Yeah. No one else knows what you're talking about, but I had that thought earlier.
Fair enough.
It was funny.
Alien is a masterpiece, I think, in terms of
fiction. Like, I think I would like it if I saw it.
And then, Alien. And then
Prometheus
Aliens
looks
is
good. I think it's going to be too built up, though. Like, I feel like it's super hyped.
The
right
trailers
now
look good.
Like every, see, but it's kind of the same thing with the Avengers and the Dark Knight, I guess. Every trailer that comes out, like, it just blows up.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the people, the crowds I'm in.
To me, it's just the idea of Ridley Scott going back to science fiction. I don't know if he's done anything since Alien and Blade Runner. And both of those movies are just phenomenal. I'm excited to see what he can do with it. And it's not fully an Alien prequel or sequel. It's like within that universe somehow, and I don't know.
Yeah, he won't say it's like directly tied to it, but
they're doing their best to keep it under wraps.
Right. It's hard. Yeah, I think the trailers have looked good. What else? There's some else movie that I really wanted to see this year. But I don't remember what it was. As the chat room points out, Piranha 3 Double D, you know, looks like that's probably a real win. It's got winner written all over it.
Woo!
And then, you know, what is that? The Adam Sandler, Andy Samberg movie. That's My Boy.
Yeah. I haven't even watched a trailer for that one.
I'm sure that'll be comic genius. I hope it actually is good because I like both of them, but I have a feeling we see all the funny parts already in the trailer.
I mean, it looks funny, but it's like
you can already put the entire movie together.
Right.
Right.
From the trailer. It's like, and yeah, I like Andy Samberg. I don't know. Like, when I see Andy Samberg, I think of Hot Rod and
what's the other I Love movie? You, Man?
No, I've never seen that one.
Good movie.
Hot Rod, though. See part of his beginning acting career. Fantastical movie. Super funny. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Oh, I think I have it over on the shelf. I will give it to you. Nice. It's a solid.
To keep.
Woohoo.
I don't really need more in my collection.
No, not to keep. Like, sorry, I'm processing.
3 minutes later.
I'm processing, okay?
We'll do a little movie swap. You can give him Expendables, I'll take Hot Rod, and I'll give you both Alien.
I've seen it, though.
Oh, we'll give him Alien.
Remember when I said it was awesome?
I'll take Alien, that's fine.
He's not going to watch it, though.
I will.
Yeah, right. When are you going to have time? You're like, oh, Randy, I've got so many podcasts to watch.
Well, that's the problem. I don't see a lot of movies.
Oh, and then Twitter, I've got like 1,000 people I'm following. How can I keep up with that, too? Oh, man, I've got some weddings coming up, too.
Come on, I'm not Pat.
Good one, Randy.
So anyway, is there any other movie news you'd like to bring to the table besides
Well, then
the
I'll go to my top movie of April that I saw.
Okay.
If you follow our reviews on the bleedgeek.com/movies.
That's right.
My highest rated for the month of April was The Raid Redemption. It is a Indonesian action flick. Kind of in the vein of Ong Bak from Thailand.
You're making up stuff.
I do not.
Have you heard that name?
What?
Ong Bak?
The Thai warrior.
Nah, Ong Bak. He's clearly making words up. That isn't even a real name.
Let's turn off his mic.
He's just putting vowels together at this point.
It's foreign.
Clearly.
I was getting some culture at the theater. But The Raid Redemption.
What theater even played that?
It was there.
They play everything.
The weekend I went and saw Cabin in the Woods, I saw that it was actually out and was like, oh, I shall come back tomorrow and watch you. And surprisingly,
did you really say that to the poster?
No, it was
like,
to
people
the
look at you
the
like you're
right. Hello, poster. We meet again.
The little light up screen, you know, where it tells you the times that the movie's playing.
So you said it to that?
In my head.
Oh. Sure you did.
Unlike certain people in the room, I do not talk out loud to myself. I just do it internally.
Okay.
It's an internal dialogue.
Moving on.
And as Dave pointed out, there is an Ong Bak 2 and 3. I've only seen one, but one was phenomenal. But The Raid Redemption is just action movie fan heaven.
Is it like
it is
Crouching
nonstop
Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
If Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon involved more violence and brutal
beatings.
Crouching
Tiger, Hidden Penis, if that it
less,
was.
Less flying?
Less flying. It's basically just your simple premise is the SWAT team shows up at this apartment complex run by a criminal mastermind, and they're planning to get him out. Shit hits the fan, and they have to fight their way through to survive, and it's just nonstop violence.
Sounds
but it's
excellent.
So well choreographed. Like you think of like a dance routine, like the way that this is timed out and the fighting, it you're on the edge of your seat, and there were moments where I clapped through that movie.
Was anyone else in the theater with you?
Surprisingly, a bunch of old people.
Yeah?
There was probably about six or seven of us in there, and there was a guy in the back that looked like he was probably the only person that understood the dialogue without reading the subtitles.
Like Kung Fu, The Legend Continues?
No, he
like
didn't
the look
Karate
like, Kid?
He didn't look like a white guy that had learned martial arts. He looked like he could be from Indonesia.
Like Three Ninjas?
Yes.
Awesome.
It was Rocky, Tum Tum, and Colt.
Excellent.
Did they kick back?
Does Rocky love Emily?
Of course he does.
Did they knuckle up?
They had to light the fat guy up.
Was there a fourth one? Surf's Up? That was what it was.
Rocky loves
No, the fourth one was with High Noon at Mega Mountain with
was
the
there
Hulk
a fifth
Hogan.
One, then with Rob Schneider, Three Ninja.
No. You're
Surf's
thinking
up.
Of Surf Ninjas.
Oh, Surf Ninjas. Okay.
Surf Ninjas, clearly. Not to be confused with
a whole nother category. But yes, if you can find the Raid Redemption plane in a theater near you, I highly recommend it. Or when it hits,
or hit up Pirate Bay,
Netflix,
.org.
It's taken down.
It.
They officially are getting blocked by one ISP in the UK now.
Nobody cares.
If you live in England, you probably care and you have that ISP.
No, because they can get around it.
Or if you just go to a different site.
Like Demonoid.
Right.
And
the millions of others there probably are.
The other movie I mentioned that I saw before seeing that was Cabin in the Woods, and that was also very good. Specifically if you're
was
a horror
that,
movie fan.
Was that by the same guys, the Avengers?
Written
by
him? Yeah. Joss Whedon and the director was Drew Goddard, who had written Cloverfield.
Did you see Cloverfield?
I did.
Was it good?
I liked it.
Okay.
Was that?
I can lend it to you.
That's that funky.
Was that like Blair Witch Project?
With a monster thing.
Godzilla type creature, yeah.
Joss Whedon. And as always, for more of Matt's thoughts and trailers, you can find him at bleakgeek.com/movies.
And hopefully I'll have an Avengers trailer or Avengers review up
tomorrow morning.
Optimistically. I'm going to say Saturday evening.
Bring your iPad in there.
Write it while we're going.
I want to enjoy it.
Do like raw feelings.
But I have
like
a training I have to go to on Saturday for
there.
Work.
While we're there the whole time, I'll be like, look at this guy with his iPad out.
With a stylus.
Film me.
Good one. Oh, yeah. Good one.
Ooh,
we could get a bootleg copy.
Sick burn.
But no.
Just go hack into the computer.
It was funny. Never mind. I'll wait.
Okay. For what?
Anyway, are we done?
But hopefully Saturday night I'll have
done.
A review up.
Relax.
Saturday night.
SATURDAY.
Night.
Sweden.
I was going to say, it was funny watching the live stream for the Samsung event today because they had all the lights turned down except for on the stage, but the whole crowd had this like white/light blue glow across the entire audience because everybody had laptops or iPads. And
that's funny.
And I was laughing.
Did it look like the stage was extremely small? Like, the people look tiny up there, like the pictures I saw, because I didn't watch the live stream, but...
No, the pictures looked humongous. The people looked small.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh,
like,
yeah, but it was a huge venue,
though. The screen
was
just huge, and it was just, like, a tiny, tiny stage, like, in front of the screen, I felt like.
No, the stage was humongous.
Really? Mm-hmm. It looked like it was, like, leveled like this. Maybe they weren't
walking. No, it was flat. It was flat. The stage was humongous.
But, the screen was just ginormous, right? Like,
yeah,
the
they were both
just
huge.
Seemed like ants next
right.
to it, yeah.
But it's because it was a big place.
But anyway.
Anyways.
Like I said, you can find that review for the Avengers by Saturday night.
Hopefully.
Or he's fired. And bleakgeek.com/movies.
Yeah, we might be taking the site down Saturday afternoon.
Well, Saturday night, he has to get it up.
Oh, okay. Sunday morning.
Yeah. Sunday morning. Clock's ticking. If it's not there, you know it's Matt's fault, and I'll give you his personal address, and you can go blame him. Matt will also be what?
And his Twitter, and his email, and his phone number.
Yeah, and his parents' names.
and his brother's name.
I have two. There's two of them.
His plural. Brother's names. He said brother. Said.
I did. I did say singular. I know, I was trying to help you. I know, but I'm not going to lie.
He's an honest
man. We're getting way out of here at this point. So Matt will be joining us live. So maybe if you don't get to see the Avengers before May 19th, you can always come to the live event and ask him what it was like.
Or they could ask you since you're going as well.
I know, but we're trying to let him know that you're going to be there. See, that was my...
People watch because of you.
Of course I'm going to be there.
Well, work with me here. All right?
I feel like I'm a part of this Bleed Geek family now.
Except till Saturday night when you get fired.
Good one.
Anyway, I believe that pretty much wraps up our show.
Let's do it.
You can always find us at BleedGeek.com. And like I said, Matt at BleedGeek.com/movies. You can follow Bleed Geek on Twitter at Bleed Geek. Or on Facebook at Facebook.com/BleedGeek. Go like us.
Or Tumblr.
Or BleedGeek.tumblr.com, which has been semi-active.
They've got a follower, I heard.
I heard they have two, maybe.
Oh, man.
Moving on up in the world.
Moving on up.
Really
moving on up to the side. I knew that
was coming when I said
to
it.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky.
And so, yes.
Moving on up.
Moving on up.
So much copyright infringement happening right now.
Not if we do our own rendition.
It's fine. That's why it's like that.
Oh, fair enough. Otherwise, you couldn't sing in your car. That would suck, huh?
That's true, actually. How messed up would that be?
Anywho.
So, if you want to get a hold of us, you can do that at...
Fans@BleedGeek.com.
Fans@BleedGeek.com. You can call us if you don't want to type.
406-79-GEEKS.
Which is 406-794-3357.
You need some emotion in there. Mr. Monotone. Moving on up, moving on up to the east side.
I could also sing you the Charles in Charge theme since fine. I've been watching a crap load of that recently.
We're just fine on that. And you can always follow us individually on Twitter, and maybe Matt will tweet you these songs if you don't want to listen to them.
Nice.
What is your Twitter handle?
@FowlerFF.
Mine is @Mike037.
@TheCrandall.
Two L's at the end.
Two L's.
Not to be confused with ones. There are no ones at the end anymore.
I never had ones.
Never? Never? You weren't Crandall 111?
Shh. I've always been the Crandall.
Oh, okay.
Tom, not to listen to me.
I'll just cut that part out. But anyway. Yeah. Did I miss anything? Join us May 19th, Cafe Z in Roseville. If you need any more information, I just told you all the ways to get a hold of us, so you really don't have an excuse. Unless you didn't listen to the podcast at all, and then I suppose you do have an excuse. But you don't know that you don't have an excuse because you didn't listen to me tell you that you didn't have an excuse. So that's that.
I think if they've been listening at all.
Thank you for joining us this evening.
Yeah.
I'm Randy Orvis.
I'm Mike Girl.
Matt Fowler.
Have a good night. Cut me off. The hell is that? That's some... I feel like...